WTKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded music interviews and one from the Arts and Culture Spot. We'll start with the Arts and Culture Spot, where we'll find the poetry show at the Diving Bell Social Club July 4th with Raisa Simone. She'll introduce herself, her friends, and some of her poetry. The first music interview is with Call It Out. Call It Out is releasing new work this year, including Dead End's Shadows. Joshua's Habit is making a comeback with War, an anthem for anyone who has felt at odds with the world. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after the 8:30 segment, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Thank you.
It tends to be this way, shuffle and so, so heavy undertow. Since there's no point, it's best to let it go.
Shadows growing low, stuck on this track. The sun is behind us, there's no turning back. Rather than it seems, the road to relief. When there's nothing to hold you up, I believe.
Stay if you wanna play with your troubles. Either way, life will go on. Stay if you wanna laugh. Two ropes we got, there's nothing lost tomorrow.
Seems unimportant, going after dreams, when suddenly life comes apart at the seams.
Tell me what's the point of living a lie, cooped in a cage if we're all gonna die. Taken by the wind, my life I will bear, and smile to think that I have no regret.
Stay if you wanna play with your troubles, either way life will go on.
Stranger, now I know what you've been through. Realize all troubles come and go. It won't be long till all that's said and done is locked away inside a dream. Open up your eyes and start again. When you're falling down and you can't break through, you will find the answer as darkness comes for you. I'll be your light when your star begins to shine. I'll be the
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Montreal Poetry Show is hosting its debut showcase on July 4th, 2021 at the Diving Bell Social Club, 3956 St. Laurent Boulevard, Montreal, Quebec, H2W1Y3. Three featured poets, Harlene Bogle, Michael Clark, and Raisa Simone, will be reading their work. There will also be an open mic prior to the feature sets. Tickets for the show are $5 and on sale through the Facebook event page. All proceeds from each of the upcoming poetry shows will be donated to a different Montreal shelter. With us today, we have Raisa Simone. Hi, Raisa, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in the poetry show.
Of course. Yeah, my name is Raisa Simone. I am a Montreal poet and writer and artist. And the poetry show really just came about through chatting with the folks at the Diving Bell who really just wanted to have a poetry open mic, something that would be nice for people to share their work. And I was really interested in basically just getting this going. And of course, as soon as we came up with this idea, it was right when COVID happened. So it's basically been on the back burner for, I guess, yeah, well over a year now. So it's been an inception for a while. It's been an idea. But now finally, with some of these reopenings and some of this kind of still safety measures in place, but with some reopening, we decided that we would kick it off, make it happen.
Please introduce the other poets for the night and tell us about their histories and explain a bit about what we'll hear at the poetry show.
Yeah, of course. So the other poets are two good friends of mine, two very talented writers. The first is Harlene. Harlene is a Montreal-based spoken word performer. She also does a lot of community work, and she tackles a lot of issues in her work, such as mental health and gender-based violence and identity. And she's really one of those people whose artistic self-expression helps everyone feel safe and loved in the setting. Yeah, I've witnessed a lot of her poetry, and it's very focused on healing and transformative change. So she's definitely going to be one to see that night. I'm really excited for her to be a part of this. The other featured performer is Michael Clark, whose stage name is Be Weird. He is well known in the poetry scene because he's actually the president of the Poetry Collective. And in Throw Poetry Collective, he's done a lot of work to basically make that scene represented throughout Canada. So yeah, he's another talented performer who'll be there. And then I'll be closing it off with a set as well. So it's going to be the three of us with all of our sort of different backgrounds coming together to make a nice little show.
Which social justice causes are of interest to you, and how do these influence your poetry?
For me personally, a lot of my writing and a lot of my interest in social justice as well is very rooted in being a trauma survivor. It's rooted in being a survivor of domestic violence, sexual assault, and police misconduct. And so for me, those are social justice causes that are very core both to any activist work I do and to my writing. I'm very interested in doing work and creating writing that is about fighting gender-based violence and fighting for human rights and fighting institutional violence. And yeah, that has really, it pops up in my writing quite a lot. Yeah, something very, very core to my activism as well.
May we hear some of your poetry?
Yes, of course you can.
This is Topor on the Wednesday Morning After.
The echidna is the only mammal that can survive a wildfire. Their adaptation allows them to conserve energy in times of scarcity. While in torpor, the echidna can live without sustenance, and emerge after the environmental threat has passed, malnourished, but alive. You will carve you a wooden cutout of your old cat and a snake named Buster. He will take you to an Indian restaurant and say that he sees years of summer in your spine, a bathtub of tea in your toe steps. He is as red as the men before him who were roses and exploded to the point of music. Red as men who stitch wood to skin, red as men who bullet flesh to promise. He is as red as the men who split your teeth open. He is as red as the men who purpled your skin. When he calls you screaming, you don't hang up the phone. The echidna hums in reassuring tones, and its stomach nests nutrients in preparation for natural disaster. The echidna's adaptive insides quiet, the brain's reaching for food, for water, for touch, for tender. The echidna has lived in the forest for a very, very long time. The sky watches the echidna and says, "Men who set themselves on fire cannot keep you warm. He may look like the sun, but wolves have always conned sheep with cropped clothing, and you know this. You don't have to eat dust to inhabit the earth. If he needs to hunt something, let him be both the spider and the fly. You are the sky, and your fidelity is only to the sparrows. Tell him. You can only love the sky by letting it be blue, by letting it rise to crescent and sigh a morning to the planet. He tried to catch the sky in a butterfly net, as if by setting enough fires a tree will snap an oak in tenderness smoke from her trunk. So boy, don't ask for her hand unless you can match its lines to the mountains." A grasshopper laughs and says, "You self-harm by falling in love with men who spit on women for parting our lips. What if you stopped, splitting limbs off your body so better to reach everyone? Don't you know that a quilt is knitted to be touched whole? Why do you rip leaf blades off your branches for men who will not place their palms to your bark?" I say, "The saddest thing is that the sky cannot see herself. Isn't that terrible?" The sky turns to the fire and says, "Do you know how lonely it is to be made of everything? To know that everyone who looks at you can only see 1/1000th of your body?" The sky says, "I am sorry. I am sorry that when you reached for my hands, they were just rain. And that I could never keep track of time because I spent my days pacing the sun. I am sorry that I'm only red in October and can only cradle a wildfire for miles, and I am only good for staying. When dying men set their eyes to me to pray, he looks away and says, 'Should we call it off?' The sky says, 'I guess I'm just not very good at being a girlfriend.'"
Your poem, "Tell Me Where It Hurts," will be read at the poetry show. What is the story behind this poem?
"Tell Me Where It Hurts" is a poem that I wrote some years ago now. It was about a time in my life when I was basically sort of in a cluster of several traumas all at once. I'd both just survived an abusive relationship, and then very soon after, the artist collective home that I was living in was absolutely erupting in violence. And so it was a time when even just the air felt very thick with this kind of viciousness. And I was walking around with a really sense of just like unshakable terror. And it was actually in trauma therapy when I was asked, you know, "Where in your body does it hurt? Where do you feel this?" And feeling the sense that I couldn't name it. And the feeling of it being everywhere, just right down to my nerves. And so that's really where this poem came out of, this kind of animal-like fear feeling that trauma sometimes manifests as. And really, it was me trying to ask myself where it hurts. And I think a lot of trauma survivors maybe struggle with that that same difficulty of identifying where pain is. And so it was also sort of a way of writing to other trauma survivors about asking them where they're locating these traumatic events on their bodies, or where they're trying to put it, or where they'd rather be putting these traumatic experiences. So yeah, I guess it came out of sort of trying to identify these like geographies of trauma, connect with other people who maybe understood that feeling.
When is the show at the Diving Bell Social Club, and what will take place there for the night?
Yeah, so the show is going to be on July 4th, doors opening at 7:30, and with the show kicking off at 8 p.m. And what's going to happen is that there will be an open mic portion for the first bit of the evening. And if any folks are interested in reading any poetry, any work, or, you know, even singing a song, whatever they like, if anyone is interested in performing, they can contact me by either DM or email or through the Facebook event page and let me know that they want to be part of the open mic. And they can also sign up the night of if they sort of decide last minute. Yeah. And then after that, there will be a brief break. And then there will be our three feature performers, starting with Be Weird, followed by Harleen, and then I'll be closing it off.
May we listen to some more of your poetry?
Yes, of course.
This is Tell Me Where It Hurts on CKUT.
Tell me about your hands and their tunnel vision. How every part of you is widened eyes. Tell me where it hurts. Let's place fingertips over the ridges of wounds. Let's manage those canyons. Tell me where he took you, which room it was, and how you resent your own bed now. Tell me his name, and then spit into my hand. Tell me her name. Where on the stairs she blocked your body in, where she called you a bitch and thought you were such a snitch for wanting to call police, but at least now you know. Those cocaine-stained faces were never your home. Tell me about when they didn't believe you. About being webbed through the internet, long status lines around your neck. Tell me about betrayal that makes Caesar's fate look mild. Tell me about the child in you dying every time you learn that people are not kind. Tell me about the kind ones. About your friend and her father and seafood chowder, there is some care that is so quiet it is louder than any hate. Tell me about open couches and cigarette offers, walks by the lake. She told you stories about the hospital like they were liturgies. Tell me about the one who wanted children. About having no one to tell and swelling in your throat. Tell me the quotes you wrote on your own leg to better claim it. Tell me about drug dens when doing your doctorate, locked doors, and cocked pepper spray bottles. Tell me their names. Tell me about anarcho-hypocrites, patch punk hisses, and double-dutching double-speak. Tell me about weakness. About waking up to cuts you can't remember making. Tell me if waste is possible. If we ever say goodbye to the tremors, throw away pain, or grow back our kid gloves over calluses, tell me which ground will take graveled over paths, will welcome unmissed memories. Tell me if there are graveyards for this. Tell me where it hurts. These things were made for the earth.
If our listeners want tickets or to buy your poetry, where should they go?
Yeah, if they're interested in buying merchandise from any of the performers, there are links to their social media and websites on the Facebook event page. So if they're interested in buying either items from Harleen or from Be Weird or from myself, we all have our websites up on there. And if folks are interested in buying tickets, they're also available online. If you search on Facebook for the Montreal Poetry Show, it will all pop up right there. And you can see the Eventbrite link to buy yourself some tickets. The seating will be limited due to COVID restrictions, but if there are still seats available on the night of, then folks can also still show up and buy tickets at the door. But just for the sake of knowing how many people will be in the space, we'd like to get folks to buy their tickets in advance through the online method.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much, Sheila. Thanks for chatting with me.
You've been listening to Raisa Simone speaking about her poetry and the poetry show at the Diving Bell Social Club. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun.
Cocky-doodle-doo, I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bacon and eggs
in the morning,
in the morning,
in the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Toronto's female-fronted pop punks Call It Out take on gaslighting with their new track, Dead End's Shadows. With us from Call It Out, we have Onika, Brandon, Chelsea, and Dan. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, thank you for having us.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in Call It Out.
So my name is Onika and I started writing songs, and one day I decided that I kind of wanted to do it a little bit more seriously. Also, I noticed like a lot of bands I listened to, I didn't see anyone who kind of looked like me. So I kind of wanted to be that person for the next generation growing up. So that's where I started. I started looking for people.
I came next. I originally met up with Onika from Kijiji. We were looking for a different project. Things didn't work out with that one, but we stayed in touch a couple years later. And she had a new project that she was looking for a guitarist for. And I tried out and everything just clicked and everything worked with this one. And we've been making music ever since.
Yeah, and you know, it's sort of like an extension of that. I saw Onika posted a post in one of the local Toronto Facebook groups looking for a bassist. I auditioned and, you know, we meshed well together musically and even friendship wise too. Like, I can't think of better folks to be jamming with. And it turns out Mika and I actually went to rock band camp together many years ago. So, I mean, I kind of see it as fate, but.
And that's me. I'm Dan, I'm the drummer. And I was another Kijiji find. I joined in late 2019. So only about 6 months before COVID hit. I hadn't played in the band in a few years at that point, and I was itching to get back in the game. So I just searched Kijiji for a drummer, and I saw their listing. There was a lot of similar influences, so I did an audition, learned one of their songs, and the rest is history.
Which bands have been major influences to you while you were developing your sound?
For me, it's like I have my top three. It's definitely Billy Talent, Paramore, and Fall Out Boy. And the reason I choose those three is not just I really like the music, but from a writer's point of view, I like the way that they phrase things and the way that things are said metaphorically. So I really really go to them when I'm writing.
For me as well, I also Paramore, but one of my major influences personally would be Sum 41. Love them growing up. But I also do like, I come from a couple of genres, like my last band was classic rock. So a little bit of those influences also come into the music when I'm writing.
So I like to joke that I was the anime nerd that got too into the music, but because I was 12 years old in 2006, I also grew up listening to pop punk and emo. So I naturally actually gravitated toward Japanese pop punk and emo bands like Ella Garden and One OK Rock. Bass lines in Japanese rock like really inspired me to pick up bass because the bass lines are really melodic. And I really hope that influence sort of helps continue making our band's music sound unique and stand out a bit.
And for me, from a drumming perspective, I was more heavily influenced by kind of the punk, hard rock, and metal scene. So some of my major drumming influences include Rise Against, Rice, and Mudvayne. They got some fantastic drummers. They really play to the songs really well. Some of them, even if it's not a complex song, it fits the song perfectly. So those are some of my biggest influences.
Your latest single is Dead End's Shadows. What is the story behind this song?
Yeah, so Dead Ends is actually really like personal for like me, Dan, well, Chelsea, Brandon. But basically, it's about like a past relationship we had with someone who was just very toxic. And we really tried from different angles to help this person because they were close to us. But we realized that we were just the ones that were being hurt and kind of like made a fool of. And they were just like gaslighting us the whole time. And even in the song, you'll hear some of the lines like, for example, I felt it in my veins and I still let you like play this game essentially. But yeah, so we decided we had to just part ways. And then this was our way of getting it out and getting over it and moving on.
May we hear some of your music?
Yes, of course.
This is Dead End's Shadows on the Wednesday Morning After.
how are you planning to celebrate this release?
One of the ways we're really excited to, you know, celebrate it, you know, we released the EP during a time that, you know, we couldn't really even play a celebration show for it. But, you know, as things are looking a lot better, we're hoping maybe later this year we can start playing some shows again. And especially we really want to like get out on the road, share our music around Ontario or even outside of Ontario. I've been to Montreal to play some shows before, and it's a great community there. And I'd love to, you know, bring the band there to play some shows. So I think we'd really like to, you know, get out there, promote the EP. And I think that's probably going to be, you know, something to look forward to later on this year.
What are your plans musically for the next year?
Well, pre-COVID, we had plans to start doing some gigs to promote the upcoming EP, but unfortunately everything got locked down. So right, I think we're trying to do everything we can to do online. We're trying to look to increase our online presence, hopefully release another single very shortly, some video, and, you know, when everything does open up, you know, as Chelsea was saying, we can start doing some shows to start promoting it and hopefully a tour.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yeah, of course.
This is Atlantic Dreams on CKUT. If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find us all over social media. Website and Twitter is We Are Call It Out. The website is wearecallitout.com. Our Bandcamp is callitout.bandcamp.com. And everything else, you can find us at Call It Out Music. And you can check us out on Spotify or your preferred streaming service.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Call It Out, speaking about their latest release, Dead End's Shadows. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
After 10 long years, Joshua's Habit, aka The Habit, is back and they're going to war. Their newly released single, War, a fast-paced hard rock epic, has taken on a new meaning during the pandemic. With us today from Joshua's Habit, we have Brad Taylor of Joshua's Habit. Hi, Brad, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Sheila. It's great to be here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in Joshua's Habit.
My name is Brad Taylor. I first got introduced to Joshua's Habit about 10 years ago. I was working in a studio and they came in and I got to track some stuff for them. Hit it off right away. We just kind of became buds. And once that happened, it was just sort of a natural get together. So they ended up needing a bass player to fill in on a couple of gigs. And I got in there and never left.
Were you part of the original band? How has it developed over the years?
I wasn't part of the original band. The original act was a three-piece. As the band has grown, we've added more pieces, and now we're up to a five-piece. So we've become a little bit more produced in the writing and definitely needing more players.
What influences The Habit's current sound and latest album?
That's a bit of a tough one. Trav and I are the writers on this album, and we both have very different influences. I tend to be on the darker, heavier side, and he's not as dark and not as heavy, but his influences, like Glorious Sons, Big Wreck, Headstones, Hip, and I'm definitely more down the road of Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, just that heavier version. So we've kind of collided all of them. So it's very, very, very influenced by many, many, many bands.
May we listen to some of your music?
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
This is War on the Wednesday Morning After.
We'll be right back.
You are releasing a brand new album in July. What is its name and what can we expect from it?
The name of the new record is The Hard Road. And it's a roller coaster. It's got some mellower stuff. It definitely has some heavy stuff and some rock anthems. And we kind of traverse the whole spectrum.
What are your plans for the next year musically?
Musically, touring, hopefully. Hopefully, with this pandemic coming to an end, we can finally get back on the road and do what we love to do. This is Joshua's habits, always been about touring. And, we're really looking forward to getting back on the road. During the pandemic, as we finished up this record, there was so much time that we've pretty much finished the next record. So once we're able to kind of get going again, it's going to be a really big, really big push and a lot of releases. So lots of touring, lots of playing, more releasing.
May we hear some more of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Web of Lies on CKUT.
There's a change coming, feel it in my bones. Can't keep still, man, I got to roam. There's a change coming, feel it in my head. Can't fall asleep. Feel it in my soul, numb it with pills, level the highs and lows. There's a change coming, happened so fast. Had the green light, stop me dead in my tracks. Crawl into that hole, feel the pain within my soul. Caught up in a web of lies, never felt. Can't keep still, man, I got to roam. Crawl into that hole, feel the pain within my soul. Caught up in the web of lies, never felt so alive. Creep into my head, can't forget.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Currently, we are on Spotify and Apple Music. You can listen and download there. We're doing full release July 16th, so we'll be available absolutely everywhere.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Brad Taylor speaking about Joshua's Habit. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
From from a light of fire. Embrace your own. You speak the language of love. From the womb, we start to grow. Our seeds were made to sow. The truth is in the life that we aspire.
We aspire.
Our mamas we're grateful for they're here to stay. They won't go away. In our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Woman, woman, womanhood. Woman, woman, womanhood.
Woman is the mother of creation, the first teacher, yeah, you know, of the nation. She balances out our vibration, keep us in good meditation, sanctification, healing of the nation. So treat her good and treat her right. When we got sick, she stayed up all night with so much love. She's just like a dove.
One would say in the laps of the field, many are destined to be who they are. Some have no choice. It's what they've been told. Yet they won't fear a wounded heart. If you can find a way, if you can see the light, then you'll understand what we fight for. Make sure you know, and wherever you go, appreciate that woman at your door. Woman, woman, womanhood. Woman, woman, womanhood. Feel the way.
Tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The Pacific Northwest is sweltering under an unprecedented June heat wave fueled by the climate crisis, with all-time high temperatures shattered in Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia for the second day in a row. Seattle reached 108 degrees Fahrenheit Monday. Portland hit 116 degrees, while the village of Lytton, British Columbia, hit 46.1 degrees Celsius, or 115 degrees Fahrenheit, the highest surface temperature ever recorded in Canada. More than 12,000 residents of Western Washington lost power amid surging demand for electricity. A wildfire spread below high-voltage power lines in King County.
I mean, it's already bad enough not having air conditioning, but to have no power at all, and this heat is dangerous.
In Russia, torrential rains and heavy winds tore through Moscow Monday, flooding streets and subway lines, uprooting trees. The violent storm broke a record-setting heat wave that saw Moscow and St. Petersburg reach their highest June temperatures on record. Last week, a Siberian town above the Arctic Circle, known for its extreme cold temperatures, recorded a peak ground temperature of 118 degrees Fahrenheit. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of youth climate activists surrounded the White House Monday in a nonviolent blockade demanding President Biden take meaningful action on the climate emergency. Secret Service agents